Presenting the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Now, Superman, mighty visitor from another world who came to Earth when the planet Krypton was destroyed by quakes and explosions. Superman, who can bend steel in his bare hands, leap tall buildings at a single bound, race a speeding bullet to its target, and walked about among human beings disguised as mild Clark Kent, news reporter for a great metropolitan paper. As our story opens today, Kent is passing through the city room on his way to the office of his chief, editor Perry White of the Daily Planet, who has sent for him to discuss vacation. As Kent pauses at the editor's open door, Mr. White is reading a letter convulsed with laughter. Listen.
I beg your pardon, Mr. White. You sent for me, didn't you?
Oh, yes. Come in, Kent. Hey, get a load of this, Mr. Rich. Close the door and sit down.
What's up? Something good?
I'll say it's good. It's a letter from Jimmy.
Jimmy?
Yeah, you remember him. Young Jimmy Olsen. Used to be copy boy for the city room.
Used to be. Mr. White, Jimmy hasn't been fired, has he? I haven't seen him around lately.
Jimmy fired? Oh, of course not. He got sick. You know, he helped his mother in a store. He was going to night school. We worked him pretty hard here at the paper.
Oh, say, that's tough. Jimmy was a mighty good kid.
Oh, he's all right. He'll be back at work in another month or so. We sent him off on sick leave. But you ought to read the letters that he writes me.
That's so? Why, where is he?
Up at a place on the New England coast. It seems he had a nest near Margate Breakwater, a place called Lighthouse Point. You ever hear of it?
No, I don't think so. But Jimmy has an aunt, has he?
Miss Louisa Horn of Horn House.
Uh-huh.
Regular down east Yankee. But that's only the half of it. I think the boy's been reading a bunch of old dime novels in the attic.
Why? What's he say?
He says he's got a front page story, and he wants me to send a man up to cover it.
That's all.
Yeah. In fact, he suggests that I send you, Kent.
Oh, no. No, thanks, Chief. I'm due for a vacation.
Well, why not New England? Lobsters, clam chowder, sailing, dude ranches.
Huh?
No. Dude ranches are out west, aren't they?
Joking aside, Mr. White, what did Jimmy say?
He's knee-deep in mystery with all the trimming. Ghostly noises in the dead of night. Footsteps where there aren't any feet.
What?
Lights from abandoned lighthouses.
Oh, is he kidding?
Well, not intentionally. This is the third or fourth letter, and each one's wilder than the last.
Say, he's seriously advising you to send me up to investigate?
Yes, indeed. Says he'll meet you at the dock with his catboat and run you out to Lighthouse Point. He's quite a boy, all right. Here, take the letter back to your desk and read it. But before you go, Kent, you're entitled to 3 weeks off. You want it now or later?
Oh, let it go, Mr. White. I'm not in any hurry.
Wait a minute, Kent. Sit down. City room. White.
Mr. White, this is Jimmy. Jimmy Olsen.
What? Jimmy? Well, what in the... Where are you?
Up at Margate. I'm calling long distance. Listen, Mr. White, you better send Mr. Kent up here. No fooling.
What are you talking about? Now, look at here, young man.
Mr. White, honest. I'm serious.
You mean to tell me you're wasting your money on long-distance calls?
It's my own money. I had to do it, Mr. White. There's a story up here, a big story, and I'm the only one that knows about it. Mr. White, it's smugglers.
What? Smugglers? How do you know?
That's only part of it. I don't want to tell the cops. I'm giving it for the paper. Mr. White, you just got to send Mr. Kent. I tell you, you got to. Oh, my golly. Jeepers.
Jimmy. Jimmy, are you there?
No use, Mr. White. He's gone. Somebody or something drove him away from the phone.
A little idiot. Oh, a joke's a joke. But to spend $4 or $5 on a long-distance call...
I don't think he was joking, Mr. White. I've known Jimmy pretty well. He's as level-headed a boy as you'll find anywhere. Did he say something about smugglers?
Yes. He said that was only part of it.
I think I'll change my mind, Mr. White.
What do you mean?
I think I'll take my vacation now after all, and up in New England.
Are you serious?
Absolutely. Did you mention a catboat a while ago?
Kent, you're out of your mind.
Well, maybe, but I like sailing. And when it comes to those Yankee dude ranches...
No wisecracks. If you're really going...
I really am, Mr. White. I'll wire Jimmy to meet me with his catboat. For one thing, I want to know why he left that phone so suddenly.
All right, Kent. Have a good time. And if you do get a story up there, remember the paper that pays your salary.
Cloaked in darkness, Clark Kent as Superman speeds north to the rock-bound coast of Maine, to Margate Breakwater, where young Jimmy Olsen waits eagerly. Boarding Jimmy's small catboat, Kent embarks on the short run to Lighthouse Point over choppy water and in a freshening wind.
Well, Jimmy, you've certainly learned to handle this old catboat.
I do all right, Mr. Kent.
How do you know where you're heading in the dark and all?
Oh, that's easy. See that light straight ahead of us? That's Crumble Island.
Oh. Where your aunt's house is located?
Oh, no. Aunt Louise's house is on Lighthouse Point.
Oh, I see.
But her lighthouse hasn't had a light in it for years. It's deserted.
Did you say her lighthouse?
Yep. Her grandfather built it. Old Joshua Horn. So he could find his way into his own dock. What's the matter? What are you looking at?
Oh, that light on Crumbo Island's gone out. It's disappeared.
Oh, that's all right. Probably a rain squall. Yeah, I just felt a drop.
Can we get through it all right?
Oh, sure. The lighthouse will show again in a minute. We just keep right on till we pick up the bellboy and then bear off to the right.
You mean starboard, if you want to talk like a sailor.
Okay. But look, I was going to tell you why I left the phone so quick. I had to because I seen them coming right into the store where I was phoning from.
Them?
Who? The guys. Same fellas I wrote Mr. Kent about. It's a gang, Mr. Kent. They're after something in Lighthouse Point, and I'm betting right now they're smugglers. Twice already, I've seen them come ashore in Lighthouse Point at night. The dog scared them off. But that isn't all.
Oh, that's plenty if it's true.
Wait till I tell you the rest. What's the matter now?
There's someone coming up astern. In a speedboat.
I don't see any lights. How do you know?
I hear them. Aren't they required to show lights by law?
You bet they are, Mr. Kent. It's them, the smugglers. Turn out your light, quick. I don't hear anything, do you?
Yes. Listen.
Now I hear it. Coming up fast. What do we do? What if they're after us?
Sit tight, Jimmy. They're sheering off. Must have seen your running light.
Gee, what do you know about that? Mr. Kent, it must be them.
Huh. Queer business, all right. Now, what are they up to?
Search me, but I'd sure like to know where they're heading.
So would I. Jimmy, you started to tell me something just before that boat came up.
Oh, yes, about me and Aunt Lou. It was night before last, Mr. Kent.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what time it was, but I woke up and heard the dog barking like anything. So I went down to see about it.
Your aunt's dog?
Yes, Tiger. At least that's his name, but he doesn't live up to it.
Well, what was the matter?
Aunt Lou was there, too. We were standing in the kitchen, and all of a sudden we heard something down in the cellar.
What?
I'm telling you, just as clear as anything, Mr. Kent. Say, it's beginning to rain. There's a slicker in the cabin.
Oh, never mind me. What was it you heard in the cellar, Jimmy?
There was a big bump. Then it sounded like somebody was dragging something.
In the cellar?
Right under where we were standing. But now get this, Mr. Kent. We went down there. Aunt Lou got a lamp and we went right down. But when we got down the stairs, that cellar was absolutely empty.
Are you sure?
You bet I'm sure. And here's another funny thing. The dog shut right up and never made another sound. What do you make out of that?
Look here, Jimmy. Is your aunt alone in the house right now?
Yes. She's waiting up for us. Why?
Give the boat all the sail she'll take. I have an idea. The sooner we get to Lighthouse Point, the better.
Okay, I'll give her canvas.
Any idea where you are, Jimmy?
Pretty close in, I guess. There's the Crumbo Island light again. Now, if we could just pick up the bellboy.
What's the course?
Straight for Crumbo Island. That's the light. So we hear the boy and then turn into the creek.
Oh, the light's gone again.
No, it isn't. It just can't see it in the rain. There it is. Say, that's queer. It's winking. Look. Crumbo Island steady. What the dickens?
Jimmy. Jimmy, watch where you're heading. I think I see rocks.
Rocks? There can't be. Say, where are we, Mr. Kent? You better take the tiller. I'm going up in the bow.
All right.
Just hold her steady.
Something queer about this. I don't understand that light. It seems mighty close. And that speedboat. If I thought he wouldn't see me, I...
Mr. Kent! Hey, look out! Put her over! Over hard! Rocks! Quit crashing!
Come back here, Jimmy! Jimmy!
Help! Help!
Overboard. He was thrown clear. Got to get him. The boat stove in. We're sinking. Jimmy! Jimmy, where are you? Great heavens, not a sound. Jimmy! He must have hit his head. He's drowning. You've got to get up or I can see things. Up! Up! There he is. 10 feet underwater. Entangled in seaweed. Down! Down!
All right. He can't stand much of this. Got to tear that stuff loose. There. That does it.
Now up! Up into the air! Out. And I hope I'm in time. There's a shoreline just beyond those rocks. Looks like a beach. Up we go. Up, up.
Oh,
Jimmy, sure you're all right?
I'm all right. I remember pitching off the bowhead. Where are we?
On some kind of a beach. Now, don't try to sit up. You got a nasty crack and you swallowed a lot of water.
I'm okay, Mr. Kent. Say, that's the lighthouse. Look.
What lighthouse?
Ours, Aunt Lou's. Mr. Kent, what the dickens? We've come ashore on Lighthouse Point.
Well, how could we? We were heading straight for the light on Crumbo Island. Or were we?
Mr. Kent, that light, it wasn't on Crumbo Island at all. It was right here on the point. I thought it was queer, winking like that. But gee, there hasn't been a light up there for 50 years. Mr. Kent, what's going on?
Jimmy, quiet. Someone running up the beach.
Mr. Kent, quick, let's get up. Where are they?
Can you run? All right, come on, now.
I see them. There they are.
It's only one. Great Scott, it's a woman. Oh, she's falling. She's down. Quick, Jimmy.
I'm with you. A woman. Gee.
There, look.
Why, Mr. Kent, that's Aunt Louisa. Aunt Lou.
Steady, Jimmy. I don't think she's hurt. Just stunned.
Aunt Lou, I don't understand.
All right, Jimmy. What was your Aunt Lou doing on the beach in this rain? And why was she running away?
Mysteries are piling up thick and fast on Lighthouse Point. Who was in the speedboat that passed Kent and Jimmy without lights? Why was there a winking lamp in a lighthouse dark for 50 years? And what was Miss Louisa Horn doing on the open beach in a driving rain? Tune in the next thrilling installment of the transcription feature, Superman!
Up in the sky! Look!
It's a bird!
It's a plane! It's Superman!
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Action Comics magazine.